arbitrary detention is in general whenever someone is being detained or deprived of liberty without legal ground or outside of the law. In the case of Mr. Assange, he was initially arrested and put in jail in UK, and that first detention was for 10 days approximately, and he was in isolation. When you put someone in detention, it shouldn't be in isolation. Now, from that period, he was shipped into house arrest, and while under house arrest, he ran away to the embassy. So the working group considered that there is a continuity of deprivation of liberty in a way that his stay at the embassy, even though he went there on his own, is still a detention.
This case was a very high-profile case, and people may even forget that the UN is somehow involved through the working group. Explain exactly what the working group has been doing.
Mr. Assange complained to the working group back in September 2014. When we receive a complaint from an individual, the working group usually summarizes the complaint, send it to the government which has been accused of being at the origin of the situation. Usually the government has 2 months to respond. And there is usually a back and forth communication between the source, which remain confidential. We can name the victim, but we don't tell anyone who brought the case to us, and often it's not the victim himself. And that takes some time. Now, the working group does this as a quasi-judicial organ. We deliberate. We are 5. We discuss the case, and we try to get to an agreement. And this can take a lot of time.
The finding by the working group, is that a legally binding decision? Do the countries have to act on it?
So this question is really critical for the state. And let me put it this way with a little bit of background. The UN had a commission for human rights, which was receiving complaints from individuals to address the situation of human rights violation. Being overwhelmed, the commission decided to create the special procedure so that those procedures could take over the mandate and do the work on its behalf. The working group specifically has been given a unique mandate of a quasi-judicial organ, a body where individuals can go and say, I have an issue with a state, can you help me out? So the power of the working group are delegated power from the Commission for Human Rights, now called the Human Rights Council. If the decision of the Human Rights Council are binding, the working group opinion is binding because it's of the same nature. And I would say these opinions are binding, have authority, have authoritative nature vis-a-vis the state. But this is a political institution. Even what the Human Rights Council does, states are not complying with it all the time. And they can criticize it. They can make all kinds of politics around it. They do the same vis-a-vis the working group. And on top of that, state created the working group and didn't want the working group to look like a judicial organ. That's why they call it a working group. And didn't want its decisions to look like judgment. That's why they call them opinion. And when the working group issued the decision, it has to make recommendations. But the Human Rights Council threw out its resolution, renewing the mandate of the working group, has requested states to comply as much as possible with the opinion of the working group. So you can see it's a very tricky question, but that's the answer I would say. The opinions issued by the working group are certainly authoritative, and states should comply with them.
So I guess that means that Mr. Julian Assange on Friday will walk out of the embassy?
That's the principle. We never know how states behave. We don't know what will happen, but that's the principle.